Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Ammo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How's it going out there?
Hey, good to have you, man. Welcome back.
Yeah, no problem. Welcome back to you, too.
That's right, man. You know, we're going to dive into the SummerSlam, you know, our preview, you know, our review of what happened a few weeks ago at SummerSlam, you know, basically talk about our predictions, the current state of the, you know, baseball as, you know, Yankees are about to, are trying to win three out of four against the rival Red Sox, and also talk about the sorry state, you know, that the Mets are going through, you know, battling the Astros as we speak right now, the second game of the doubleheader. But of course, most importantly, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk about, you know, any of these topics and more. Before we, you know, get into the SummerSlam review and basically how we did with our predictions, you know, basically, you know, this week, you know, the city of, you know, Texas, you know, like Houston and other cities in Texas who have been hit hard by the recent Hurricane Harvey. So, you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to everybody who's directly affected by this hurricane, this tragedy. I believe at least 38 people died and, you know, countless of people are missing. So, you know, again, my thoughts and prayers are with everybody.
Yeah, definitely. You know, thoughts and prayers, and hopefully, you know, some of these people can find some shelter and, you know, regain their homes, you know. And, yeah, man, it's a tough situation out there right now. You know, a lot of people are there still without food, you know, without any home. They need all your help. So all you could do, you know, if you can do anything to donate, you know, donate to local Houston organizations down there to help.
Absolutely. So, you know, again, you know, our thoughts and prayers are, you know, with everybody affected and, you know, definitely everybody help if you can.
Yeah, definitely.
Shifting gears. No, let's dive into SummerSlam. Here's a match that we weren't expecting: the Miz and the Miztrez versus the Hardy Boys and Jason Jordan. The rumors that was going out was that Miz and Jason Jordan was going to battle each other for the Intercontinental title, but instead we got this six-man tag, which the Miz and the Miztrez defeated the Hardy Boys and Jason Jordan. So, I mean, you know, I'm guessing this is going to rumor to build up to, I guess, Kurt Angle coming out of retirement and possibly facing Miz or so.
Yeah, that would be a good match.
Absolutely.
Who knows?
Yep. Then we got Neville versus Tozawa. As we spoke about on the show, a few weeks ago, before the special SummerSlam, you know, Best of SummerSlam edition we did 2 weeks ago. Prior to that, you know, prior to that episode, we had the SummerSlam, you know, preview, and basically, we both predicted that Neville would lose.
Yeah.
But, however, WWE pulled a curveball on us, and the Monday prior to SummerSlam, they had Tozawa and Neville fought each other before their their epic, their build up to what would have been the SummerSlam match, the build up match. So unfortunately, SummerSlam, they put the same exact match that they put for SummerSlam 6 weeks before. So basically, Tozawa did win in his first opportunity for the title, but it was on Raw. However, due to that, WWE used the Raw match to set up a rematch. The SummerSlam match became the rematch, and then Neville shockingly got the title back. So technically
yeah.
we're right and technically we're wrong, because we didn't expect WWE to put the same match 6 weeks before the pay-per-view match. So technically we did believe that Tozawa was going to beat Neville in the first title opportunity, which he did, but it was on Raw. But when it came to SummerSlam, he lost the title right back to Neville. So, I mean, that's kind of weird. And that, as we get into this show, these matches, this is not going to be the first time that WWE, used a match to propel a future SummerSlam match. So keep your eyes on that. So basically, this Neville is the new champion, and now this is going to set up Neville battling Enzo Amore, because now Enzo is part of 205 Live. So that should definitely
yep.
shake up 205 Live. And apparently he's being demoted to 205 Live because of apparently he has a lot of heat with a lot of people in WWE, most particularly in Raw. So he's still part of Raw, but, he's part of the Cruiserweight division now. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great move. Back to the Tozawa match with Neville at SummerSlam for a minute there. I think Tozawa needs to dump what's his name as his manager?
Titus O'Neil.
Titus O'Neil, man. He's been nothing but trouble for him, I know he's been like a hype man for him, but I don't know, man. It seems like at times Tozawa gets annoyed by his coaching. He needs to dump him and go back to just being a singles wrestler.
Like him throwing the title, similar to Rocky IV, Rocky throwing the towel for Apollo Creed. Well, what happened with that? If you haven't seen Rocky IV, and of course the Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather fight, which Mayweather successfully defended his title against Conor McGregor in 10 rounds. And Floyd Mayweather going old school and basically not being a defensive strategic fighter and really going after McGregor, which resulted in him tiring out McGregor for the victory, which the referee called the bell because he was getting his butt whooped. I digress with that. So basically, yeah, I agree with you. Titus O'Neil, as a manager, he's, entertaining, Mike Skills and so, but like he cost him that match a few months ago when he threw the towel because that's when he had the shoulder injury pop up. And another thing, why is Titus O'Neil not wrestling anymore? Is he hurt? Is he hurt and nobody knows about it or something?
I guess WWE just wants him, thinks he's better as a manager, maybe. I don't know.
That's just weird. I think he should be a wrestler. He should be both. He should be a player manager. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is.
He is up there in age, by the way. He's like 40 years old or something, right?
Well, I mean, that's true. But then again, I did see a video like earlier today that Hulk Hogan's thinking about maybe coming out of retirement. I digress with that. And I quote, Hulk Hogan said he's in the prime of his career. So, I mean,
well,
you know, I digress with that. But moving on with the Usos, they defeated New Day to become the new SmackDown Tag Team titles. You called it. You called the Usos were going to win. I thought New Day was going to win, you know, hold on to the title, since they just recently got the title back. But, nope, the Usos, they won. They snapped New Day's impressive streak at, you know, Brooklyn and SummerSlam. So, basically, the Usos are the new champions. What's your thoughts about that?
I thought it was the Usos, man, as villains, they're more intriguing now than they are as faces.
Absolutely.
I don't know, they just have this edge about them, and they're just more appealing to watch. But yeah, I just had a feeling that they were gonna defeat New Day, and I don't think they're gonna lose the title now until WrestleMania. Maybe I think they're gonna hold on to each side for a while.
I think you're right. They got that day one ish.
Yeah,
with the Uso Penitentiary, whatever they call their new gimmick, and then they got that new that new finisher, like they double team move when they drop kick someone in the knee and then they go for that submission leg lock.
Oh yeah, right.
They basically ditched the Superfly Splash that they used to do.
Yeah.
You know, as face. I mean, they did bust it out for the SummerSlam match, but predominantly they make people tap out for the victory.
Yep.
And I heard what's his name? Xavier Woods is hurt, but he's expected to, recuperate the injury.
Oh, okay.
So we don't know when he's coming back with that. But yeah, you called it. Usos are the new champions. Now shifting to Cena versus Corbin. As we suspected, Cena defeated Baron Corbin as he should have. But what was really surprising was Cena was like trash talking him the whole time. Like,
yeah.
This was a precursor to the Roman, you know, verbal smackdown he put on him on Raw, this past Raw. Like, during the match, he was, like, really ripping into Corbin. And you know what the funny thing is? Everything he said about Corbin was true. I mean, Corbin's not ready to be a heavyweight champion. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Which resulted in him cashing in the Money in the Bank and losing, joining Cena and Damian Sandow as the only three men to have the Money in the Bank and cash it in with no success. And it's also worth noting that John Cena was involved in all three of the failed cash-ins. Cena lost to, I think to CM Punk, if memory serves me right, because Big Show attacked him a long time ago. Then you had Damian Sandow trying to cash in on, I think it was Cena, when Damian Sandow lost the opportunity. And then Baron Corbin was going to try to cash in on Jinder Mahal, but due to the distraction that Cena made, Jinder Mahal got him in the schoolboy for the quick victory. So Cena was involved in all three of the failed cash-ins, including one he was a casualty of that. But Baron Corbin, man, he has the look, like he has the look that WWE is looking for. He's tall, you know, he's big, but his mic skills and
he's lacking.
I don't know, he doesn't have the swagger that his character is supposed to have.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He needs to be a little more mean, you know, have a little more, I don't know, a little more of an attitude.
I know. He talks like he has an attitude, like, you know, he's a lone wolf, he doesn't care, you know, he attacks people, but there's something missing with him. There's like really something missing. He really needs the, like, Braun Strowman is basically doing what his gimmick is supposed to be. And this mean, big, angry dude. I mean, Baron Corbin, I mean, he attacks people from behind, like Shinsuke Nakamura. And then months ago, he had like a 10-year, seemingly 100-year feud with Dolph Ziggler, which didn't really amount to anything, really. But I don't know. There's something about, I guess it's just his mic skills, really. That's really
preventing him from being on the edge, you know?
Yeah. He doesn't have that charisma and the mic skills.
I'm not, I like, you know, a guy like him, I don't really like, I don't see him as intimidating, you know. I think I could beat his ass.
Yeah. I know. He doesn't have that look. He doesn't have that look. He looks like a giant version of Bo Dallas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's not intimidating at all. His character and what he says is supposed to be intimidating, but it's just, he just really needs to, maybe he just needs to channel Negan or something. Just watch Walking Dead and try to emulate Negan. That biker lone wolf kind of character. Maybe he needs to walk around with a bat or something, like a fake Lucille but without spikes. You know, because he's supposed to be a biker,
to give him edge.
Right? He needs something to give him an edge. Maybe a bat or a Singapore cane or something. He needs something to give him an edge, because he's a lone wolf. He's not gonna have an entourage or a faction with him. So he needs like a weapon of some sort to at least give him an edge. You know what I'm saying? Cheat, hit people when the referee's not looking, something like that.
Yeah,
he needs like an edge. But moving on. Natalya defeated Naomi to become the new SmackDown champion, as somebody called it, which would be you. You know, you did call it. You were halfway there, man. You called Natalya.
Not precisely. Yeah, I thought Naomi would lose it, but not that way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't see her tapping out either. I didn't think Naomi was going to tap out. And Carmella didn't even cash in the bank. Oh, what you going to say?
I thought Carmella was going to come in and tap and cash it in, but she never did.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a failed opportunity for sure. Congratulations to Natalya. She's the new women's champion, the second time ever she's been a women's champion, and the first time since, 6 years ago? And then you have this match that I really didn't care to see. Big Cass versus Big Show. Big Cass defeated Big Show. No surprise there, even though Big Cass is supposedly the underdog, since Big Show is, you know, a future Hall of Famer. But, you know, Big Show was going to let Big Cass, you know, he was going to put Big Cass over. To be honest with you, I would have rather seen Big Cass versus Enzo. And then they could have had, That's the match they should have had. They should have had Big Cass versus Enzo instead of doing the Brooklyn Street fight that they did on Raw, which resulted in Big Cass, I think, tearing his ACL or something like that, and he had to have surgery, so he's going to be out for, you know, only literally God only knows how long it's going to take him to recuperate.
Yeah.
So that's a bad break for him. I think that match should have been on SummerSlam. That would have been more interesting instead of having Enzo locked in a cage above their heads, which is something that they just did a few months ago, you know, with Jericho getting locked up.
When he was
allied with Kevin Owens. It might have been late last year or earlier this year. I can't remember. But, I thought it was too early for them to have put someone in a cage above someone's head already. Apparently WWE doesn't think people remember their storylines. So, but in any case, it should have been Big Cass versus Enzo. And as you know, on Raw, Enzo got the victory because of the count-out. Then on SummerSlam, as we both called it, Orton was going to defeat Rusev. We didn't think it was going to be like a 10-second match or so. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But then also funny thing is, watching the game, the match, with which it was similar to the Goldberg versus Kevin Owens match, you know, they had pre, you know, like, trash-talking Rusev out of the ring, and then as soon as he came into the ring, the bell rung, and then I just had a feeling he was going to hit the RKO, because the way how it was set up. Prior to that, I didn't think, I thought it was going to be at least a 10-minute match, at least at the minimum, before the pre-match stuff that happened. And sure enough, he hit the RKO, got the 1-2-3, and away they went. Like I was saying on the preview show a few weeks ago, I believe Orton was going to win, but Rusev needs the victory more, even though Orton and Rusev have been losing a lot of matches lately, you know. But I thought Rusev needed it more.
Yeah, especially now that they have Rusev, you know, siding with what's his face?
Jinder Mahal. Which I think, to be honest with you, I think the role should be reversed. I think Jinder Mahal should be siding with Rusev, and Rusev should be the champion. I think that would have been better. That would have helped build up Jinder Mahal to a potential champion level. But hey, you know, Jinder Mahal's a champion, so
yeah,
it is what it is. It ain't his fault, you know. It's the writers. But I digress. Sasha Banks defeat Alexa Bliss to become the new champion. Basically what we were talking about on the show, the special best of SummerSlam show. We mentioned the change of Bayley being injured and Sasha, you know, potentially replacing her, which is basically what happened. Sasha Banks, she did win the women's championship on SummerSlam, as we suspected. However, in true Sasha Banks Monday Night Raw fashion, she would later lose the title to Alexa Bliss. Not to Charlotte, the other, three times that she did it, but to Alexa Bliss. And now this is really becoming a joke. This is, like, really a
yeah, she can't
a,
hold
a
on to the
potato.
Title for that long.
She can't. I mean, come on. You can't be the boss if you can't even defend the title one time. Maybe she should hold it. She should win the title and not defend it on Raw. Maybe that's what she should do. She should just, like, wait until the pay-per-view event to defend it. Nah, man. WWE is, like, really... WWE is really botching her and Bayley. More so Bayley, because Bayley is looking like a little... like a coward. Like, she can't fight Alexa Bliss. She's not tough enough. And now Sasha Banks... She can't defend the title. How you the boss and you can't defend the title? That's like you having a job promotion and then the next day at work you lose your promotion. I mean, how is that, man? Come on. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah, I know this is fake, but like they're even mentioning this on the show. Like, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. She's a four-time champion, but she has no title defenses.
Yeah, let her hold on to the title for a while. Come on.
Jeez, let her have one title defense. Let her win on Raw one time, defend the title on Raw once. My goodness. Wow. And back to what we were talking about with the match. Who was the match I was talking about before earlier? Moving on. The Neville Tozawa match, how supposedly they were supposed to have the big matchup on SummerSlam, but unfortunately, before they had the SummerSlam matchup, 6 days prior to that, they had Finn Balor lose to Bray Wyatt in a impromptu one-on-one matchup on Raw, 6 days before their much anticipated SummerSlam match, which to me was so stupid. Why would they ruin the match? That would be like back in the Attitude Era, you know, WrestleMania, Rock versus Austin, and in the week, 6 days before WrestleMania, one of the WrestleManias, whether it's 15, 17, or 19, and then you got The Rock and Stone Cold fighting each other in a one-on-one match for the title. It just blows my mind. The whole stupid logic about it was basically they wanted Finn Balor to lose to Bray Wyatt, and as a result, Finn Balor would have to go back into the Demon, Finn Balor, so that he could defeat him at SummerSlam, which is exactly what happened.
Yeah, that was
had
the whole point,
the,
just to bring back the Demon
King. It was
King
so dumb.
Revenge.
It was so dumb. What they could have done was that, you know, Finn Balor was fighting somebody else as regular Finn Balor. He got his butt whooped badly by Bray Wyatt and the person, whoever it was, attacking him, and he can't win. So because he can't win, now he channels the Demon to face Bray Wyatt for the humiliation. Like what that happened, they poured blood on him and whatever, and then that made him go back to the Demon, whatever, the Demon version of himself. So they could have did that build-up without wasting the stupid matchup, man. What's the point of having a matchup built-up? That's like having Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather fight each other 6 days before that match. It was just a dumb idea. WWE, man, like, seriously, they wasted pay-per-view event matches 6 days before they had it. And then we basically had rematches. And then guess what's going to happen on Raw? They're going to have rematches again. It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous, man. It's like they just keep repeating the same matches over and over again. And so, of course, Finn Balor won that one against Bray Wyatt. And moving on, as we all suspected, Ambrose and Rollins, the two-thirds of the Shield, defeated Cesaro and Sheamus to become the new Raw Tag Team titles. You know, that was a very good match, you know, but, you know, as expected, you know, both guys, you know, banded together and overtook Cesaro and Sheamus, to become the champions, the tag team champions. And this is the first time, Dean Ambrose, you know, is a tag team champion, because if you remember when the Shield were tag team champions, Ambrose was the United States champion, whereas Rollins and Reigns were the tag team champions. So congratulations to Ambrose. He's finally a tag team champion.
Yeah, congrats.
So does that mean he's technically a Grand Slam champion? Or I guess he has to wait until the United States to win the Universal title, I guess, now to be officially a Grand Slam champion. He won the Intercontinental, he won United States, he won the tag. But now Universal title is on that, is a championship title also. So would he technically be, he's technically a old school Grand Slam champion. But is he considered a Grand Slam champion since he didn't win the Universal championship yet? I guess
that's a good question.
Interesting question. But moving on, AJ Styles, another match, you know, a great match, you know, AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens. Special guest referee is Shane. You know, obviously these guys fought each other back and forth. Title, you know, bounce, change hands, hot potato, back and forth. But this time Shane McMahon was the ref. And basically AJ retains the title.
Yeah, AJ's been the fighting champion since he's gotten the championship, you know. But this Kevin Owens feud, I think, is gonna last for a while. I don't see it going away anytime soon.
Absolutely. They had a rematch on SmackDown too, if my memory serves me right.
Yeah. Yep.
This is gonna
last for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. They just keep going back and forth.
It was a good match though. You know, I thought AJ, you know, like I said, AJ is a fighting champion, man. All the wrestlers right now in the WWE, I'd say he's one of my favorites to watch right now, you know, Because this dude could, you know, he has a technical wrestling ability. He has the high flying, you know, the acrobatic moves, you know. But it was a good match. Both of them put on a good show. And, you know, you probably see a rematch, another match in next pay-per-view. Who knows with these two?
Absolutely. They're definitely, what was I going to say? They're definitely going to be having a feud for a long time. But, AJ Styles defended the title, and now Kevin Owens has to move on. And now it looks like it's setting up the aforementioned Baron Corbin will be battling AJ Styles for the title, it seems like.
Yeah, but I don't think the feud with Kevin Owens is over though, because I think Kevin is still gonna go after that US title.
But I think he has no choice. He lost on SmackDown, so as long as AJ has the title right now, he can't compete for the US title anymore until AJ Styles loses it. But that's something to look forward to in the future. Especially the rumored AJ Styles versus Nakamura match at WrestleMania. And speaking of Nakamura, as I was saying at the preview, I was saying that basically Nakamura should win this match because it would give WWE a SummerSlam type of moment, a memory. That will go down in history, like, British Bulldog defeating Bret in Wembley Stadium, the Iron Man, the Intercontinental Tag Team Match, rematch between Shawn Michaels and Razor, like matches like that goes down in history.
Yeah,
but unfortunately, WWE played it safe and made Jinder Mahal defeat Shinsuke Nakamura, and now it just basically ruined. That was the beginning of the end, man. They like ruined Nakamura, man, because it's like the Singh brothers, man, they're not intimidating at all. Like, they didn't even do that much to like make Nakamura get beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they were going to make the Singh brothers interfere and cost him the match, which, of course, Mahal would get the distraction and hit the Kailas for the victory. Shocker. Snore. Bore. But Singh brothers need to establish themselves as a dominant tag team. I heard that they fought in NXT. But for the SmackDown people, who don't really watch NXT, these guys need to fight and prove themselves to be a dominant force, like, say, a tag team, SmackDown tag team champions, possibly. Because them being, Mahal's henchmen, and they don't do anything. They literally don't do anything except get their butts kicked and cause a distraction. They're not intimidating. They're more of a liability than a help to Mahal, even though, thanks to them, he's been able to retain the title multiple times. What's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think, they're just there just to, help or hinder his victory, pretty much. But Nakamura, I mean, I don't see Nakamura as a serious champion. I didn't think he was going to win the match anyway. So, I wasn't surprised when Mahal defeated him, but I think Nakamura is a contender for like the Intercontinental belt, maybe.
Intercontinental.
Yeah, but heavyweight champion, I don't know, for some reason I can't see him as a heavyweight champion, I don't think he has that presence to be a heavyweight champion. I don't know.
Maybe you think it's the size, maybe?
Not even size. I mean, I think, I don't know. I don't think he could. I don't think he has the. I just don't think he has the presence to hold the title, you know, and to like to lead pay-per-view events, you know, like some of these other champions, like John Cena, Randy Orton, or AJ Styles. He doesn't have that presence, you know, in the ring right now.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, he has a lot of fans, you know, that cheer for him, but I don't know. I don't see him as a heavyweight champion, you know. I don't see him in that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's more of a cruiserweight intercontinental guy to me.
Mm-hmm. Intercontinental United States champion.
Yeah.
Type
you know,
of wrestler.
Honestly, I don't see him as
I
a...
I see your point.
There's some guys, you know, you don't... You'll see them compete in heavyweight championship matches, but they're not really heavyweight champions, you know? Like,
right.
Dolph Ziggler is another guy, you know, even though he's won the heavyweight champion, but I never saw him like a heavyweight championship guy. He's more intercontinental, U.S. title guy, you know?
Right.
He doesn't have the ability to carry the company or carry a pay-per-view even, I don't think.
Yeah, I feel you. My mind was telling me Mahal would win. Thought money-wise, it would be better for Mahal to lose. That way you'd have a new championship caliber guy, and then you could have Mahal, you know, chasing the title after he already won the title, and then you already proved that he's a heavyweight title guy. But having Nakamura lose in such a wussy fashion, and the Singh brothers don't even look like they really did anything to him. It just really demoralizes Nakamura, and you know now it's, you know now it kind of makes me see your point that WWE doesn't view him as you know agrees with you that he's not a championship caliber guy, or at least not right now anyway. So yeah, we'll see what happens, you know, in the future, and then moving on with Lesnar, Reigns, Joe, and Braun Strowman. You know, we both thought Samoa Joe would win. Second would probably be Braun Strowman, and then third would be Lesnar retaining. Roman Reigns, obviously, he wins a million times. I think he's a three or four time champion already. But obviously, we know WWE's plan is for him to win at and get the title this early. But, yeah, it goes back to this was their chance of creating a new champion, Samoa Joe, Braun Strowman. But, you know, again, they decided to keep the title on Lesnar, which, I mean, it's not a bad idea. I mean, Lesnar is a credible champion, you know, unlike Mahal, who's still proving himself as a champion. So it's not a bad idea keeping him as champion. I mean, it was a great match between the four guys. But, I mean, I just thought it was a missed opportunity of building a new champion. But, you know, it's not the worst thing having Lesnar as a champion. So, as expected, Lesnar retains. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, either Samoa Joe or possibly Braun Strowman would win this match, but I guess I was wrong. But it makes sense, you know, like you said, to have Lesnar retain it, so that way, you know, maybe he loses it at WrestleMania, you know, to Roman Reigns, possibly. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, he's had it for a while now, so I guess they want to just keep it on him for a while until, you know, they have, you know, Reigns or someone else defeat him for the title, but... you know, it is what it is. You know, he's going to be champion for now, and he'll make his he won't make an appearance now until Christmas time.
Yeah, basically. That's basically what's going to happen. So, yeah, I mean, that's basically it with SummerSlam. You know, the next pay-per-view is going to be No Mercy later this month. And it should be interesting what's going to happen on, you know, on SmackDown. And Raw, of course, as well. But, you know, obviously, you know, the Yankees are, you know, they're trying to win three out of four tomorrow. And of course, the Mets, they're getting their butts whooped by the Astros last time I checked. Yeah, I mean, that's basically what's going on in the world of sports. You have the Jets trading away Sheldon Richardson to the Seahawks for, you know, a pick and curse. And, you know, basically the Jets are stripping their team, you know. They're stripping their team away, and, you know, Richardson's going to help, already strong Seattle team. But, you know, you have any last words? Because, you know, this show's about to end.
At midnight, check my preview show of iMac, which will be back next week. And, check that out next week, Saturday / Sunday nights at midnight. Come back here, check out Sports of Legend every Saturday at 11. Only on Block Talk Radio.
Thanks, bro. You heard the man. I'm William Ramo. He's Macaulay Matthew. And I'll see you guys next week. Peace.